Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If this ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Video Game Bang. We are in our fifth episode, Big 5-0, and we have a great one lined up for you guys. As always, to my left here, we have Aaron Carter.
Hello, everybody.
And joining us again for the second time in a row, David Ng.
It's great to be back.
And, of course, Laura. Oh, no, Laura's not here. We have a fill-in for Laura. Actually, don't tell Laura, but I think this is going to be a little bit better.
They look similar.
They look similar. His name is Steven Gutierrez.
First of all, I'm hotter.
Wow.
That's true. And I forgot to say, what's up, pizzas? So, what's up, pizzas? That's my catchphrase I'm going to try and throw in there. Maybe
are we getting lunch?
That's, yeah.
Are we
okay?
Little hungry?
I'd like to also thank Kyle for the awesome theme song that you guys just heard. That is an original track. What do you guys think, David?
I like it. Yeah, that's nice.
And Aaron?
Put some Kanye on there and maybe have Dr. Dre collab with Kyle next time. And I think I'll be digging it a whole lot more. But that's just me, you know. That's just me.
Go ahead, Steven. What are you?
I don't think that statement can get any more blacker. But it was pretty snazzy, you know. Impressed.
Snazzy little tune. And we have stuff coming on the pipe. We're going to remodel the website. We're going to have an actual official logo coming up. The theme song will get bigger and better, I'm sure. We're going to have a lot more stuff coming, so stay tuned for that coming up in future episodes. I'd like to take this moment here to promote our Twitter page. The Twitter handle is @VideoGameBang. You can tweet us with your suggestions for topics you want to hear covered. You can get in, I don't know, maybe you got some fan mail, you want to tell us how much you love us. You know, that's where you do it. And we have a website. It is www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And as I mentioned, we are going to be making some huge upgrades to that. And I just want to say, how's everybody doing?
Your voice went extremely high with it. How's everybody doing?
I try.
Yeah, So we want to know what's going on in our lives, in everybody's lives right now.
Yeah,
let's let the new guy go first this time.
Yeah, I really
How about we do that?
Yeah.
You know, everything's going good. Can't complain. You know, I've got a new job, actually, so that's pretty cool.
A new job. Where are you working?
I got hired working at the airport.
Into the microphone there.
Oh, I got a new job working. I'm new, sorry. Got a new job working at the airport. For TSA security, so that's pretty cool.
And America is that much less safer now that he is working security.
I stopped there. I said, hey.
That's awesome. Can you even talk about that?
Not at the moment. I'm not officially disclosed. I can't disclose that information.
You'll be known as an agent, though, won't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. Wow. So I can be like, I'm Agent Steven Gutierrez.
Wow.
Is my card.
That's actually, yeah. I've had another friend that was that worked at the airport, and he's like, yeah, I'm an official agent. I was like, you work at the airport. You check baggage.
My 7-year career at GameStop is officially ending.
Oh, you terminated.
So, wow. Yeah. That is news.
Oh, that is big.
That is big news.
Breaking news on the podcast. Steven Gutierrez of the Northgate GameStop here finally tendered his resignation.
There goes one of our sources for the website, though.
Oh, sorry, Steven. Man. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. So when does that start?
August 12th, actually. So
August
12th. Soon.
Ooh.
So do you get us free plane tickets, or how does this work?
I don't know yet, but I'm looking forward to discounts and flying out to places.
Oh, yeah. We need to get some frequent flyer miles.
Take this road on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, show on the road.
Exactly.
There you go.
And then second time on the podcast, very close to my heart, David Ng. What's going on? What's new in your life?
Not too much. I'm still doing a job search myself, and outside of that, just playing more Borderlands.
Yes, that's what we like to hear, video games. Because on the Video Game Bang, we do like to only talk about video games.
Mm.
So, David, what's going on in your love life?
My love life?
As he switches the conversation.
Well, I have a girlfriend, and I'm very happy in our relationship, although the long-distance thing is getting old at this point.
Oh, don't
say that. Well, yeah, don't air out your dirty laundry on...
Go ahead, give her a shout-out.
Caitlin, I love you.
Big fan of the podcast, I happen to know. And, all right, I think we got everybody.
Wow. Wow. How dare you? You missed the most important. I'm single, ladies, by the way. Just to put that out there. You know, no rush. Just letting everybody know. I've been playing minimum games. That means free games.
Ooh, Aaron, I'm afraid I'm going to have to dock you points because we have not started the what you playing side.
Oh, well, everybody else gets to... he talks about Borderlands. He talks about playing TSA agent over there.
Well, is that a game now?
Oh, yeah, it's a real... That's a game.
No response.
Right next to American Army.
That's it, yeah.
Aaron is at negative points.
How dare you.
So this is the personal section, the witty banter, as you can see in your notes.
Oh, I'm sorry. My note sheet, because everybody can't see, is on the ground. Almost balled up.
The first time listening to the podcast, you'll know I write all of Aaron's dialogue.
No.
And jokes.
How dare you? How
I didn't know you were Jewish, Corey.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I don't pay him.
Corey wishes he can be as funny. That's what that is.
Ouch,
you guys
deep.
Did hear What's Up Pizza in the beginning, didn't you?
Yep, and I'd like to remind everybody that's the official catchphrase of the podcast is What's Up Pizzas.
Wow.
What's up, pizzas?
When did this turn into Pee-wee's Playhouse? Yeah, where are the days?
Exactly.
What's up, pizzas?
Except we don't scream.
And we don't have Lawrence Fishburne in a cowboy outfit either.
I actually got some Jerry curls in the other room, man.
No, yeah. I think we need to move that along.
So, but other than video games, Aaron, this is the part where the people want to know, they want to get into your brain. They want to know exactly what's going on.
I'm currently writing two stories. I'm co-writing a story with Steven Gutierrez.
That's me.
We're going to keep that one on the down low. That's some big big stuff. Ooh. Coming out of that one. Cool. And then I am currently working on, which means I haven't even started typing yet, a Ghostbusters reimagining. I'm not even going to say it's like a reboot or a third Ghostbusters 3. It's a reimagining. It's probably been done before, you know, in a reimagining telling of the story. But I really like that movie, and I think I can bring some fresh ideas to that whole killing ghosts thing.
Quick question. Is Viggo making an appearance?
No, not on this one. No Viggo. That'll if this one goes well, maybe a part two, we'll get a... I don't know, another painting, a Mona Lisa or something like that.
So you heard it first. No big-headed white guys in this film.
I didn't say there wouldn't be big-headed white people.
Scratch that.
So I assume you guys are going to cast me as Slimer, right?
No. Interesting story, because I didn't want to use the original people's names. I did name, instead of Peter Venkman, I did name him Peter Vincent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is an honor.
It's an homage.
Yeah. You should, yeah. Yeah, it's homage. Sort of homage. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, I still going to play Blimer then.
Blimer?
Yeah.
he blimed me.
He blimed me with science.
Wow.
Nice. I see what you did there.
All right. And then, guys, this is where I'm going to go ahead and insert what you play in official theme song. So pause for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's the what you play theme song, terrible. Everybody.
That is the worst.
So we're going to flip the script. If you guys listen to the program, you know usually we are very meticulous about who gets to go first in this segment. But I'm just going to close my eyes. And the first person's name is going to pop in my head. Let's see. Steven, what are you playing?
Oh, wow. Well, I've actually been really busy. But the last thing I played was that Alice in Wonderland game. That one where it's like completely dark and bloody or whatever.
And what system is this?
360, of course.
360 arcade game?
No, actually on disc.
Oh, wow. How did I miss this?
Alice Returns to Madness. That's
you haven't
called.
Seen that one?
No.
Is that Is his name American McGee's?
Yeah,
is
that the guy it started off like that.
He does like dark spins on stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like a Tim Burton type of
reimagining.
Yeah, except less Johnny Depp and less
flawless and flunderflam.
Let's see how many times we can get the word reimagining in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm also playing Last of Us a little bit on my PlayStation.
Ooh, yeah, I'll bleep that out.
Amazing game, but it's on PlayStation.
Okay. Actually, I've heard really good things. That's the one with Juno in it, right?
The character looks like her.
No, she's the cafe waitress from Avengers.
Is she really?
Yeah, that's who does the voice for it.
Wow.
The cafe waitress? I'm
trying to think.
I don't know any
cafe.
She's
that blonde one who's like, no, Captain America totally saved my life.
Yeah.
The one with the teeth?
Yeah,
the one with the teeth.
She wasn't a British actor.
She had like a gangly teeth.
Why was she even important in the?
They showed her like four times.
I'm surprised you know that. How did you find that? IMDb?
No, I don't know. I just saw like a list of all the like the character photo with their voice actor side by sides.
But I'm kind of more interested in the Alice game real quick. Was this an old game or new?
I'll probably say maybe two or three years.
And first person?
It's third person. It's all third person. And all I know is it's Alice with like a giant chef knife.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and she's just like tearing up, I guess, card people? Or
yeah, it's M-rated, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very M-rated because there's a lot of blood. She's like demented and crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, I just started it. And it was pretty sweet because it came with the original one, which I never played. So I'm starting that up, and that's just terrible because the graphics are like so old, but it's like I'm trying to get past that so I can get into this newer one. But
okay,
so far it seems pretty good. I mean, I have no complaints.
Wow. So I'm going to give Steven some bonus points for actually playing video games.
When do we start keeping score with
everything?
There's
been a point
now.
System this whole time.
Oh, there has been, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I'm winning, by the way.
Whoa. No surprise. No surprise.
And we're going to move over to David Ng now. What you playing, David?
I'm still playing Borderlands 2. I started another character, so that was cool. Going with the Psycho this time.
Oh, the new character, the DLC.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
He's pretty fun. It took me a little while to get him up to a level where he's interesting, like really fun to play. Like, but now I've maxed out one of the trees, so I can just like berserk almost constantly.
So what's his special ability? Because doesn't he inflict damage upon himself somehow?
Well, one of his skill trees is he sets himself on fire, but his special ability is he pulls out his buzz axe and goes into melee mode.
Oh, okay.
And every time you get a kill, it instantly refills your health.
Wow.
So it encourages you to just run into the middle of enemies and slice and dice as much as you can.
So kind of like, what was his name from the first one?
Like Brick.
Is it similar to Brick?
I think so. I didn't play too much Brick in the first one. Actually, the first one I only played really the Mordecai character.
But does he rip the flesh and salt the wound?
He does not literally, but he says things like that quite often.
All right. That's cool, Matthew.
Have you seen the trailer for him?
Yeah,
like
when he meets Maya.
And he's very like intellectual in his head or whatever. And
yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. That was a good introduction to a character.
Yeah.
And then you've been on Magic 2014. I've seen that.
Yeah, just a little bit here and there. Mostly just to get together and play some of the online and just compete against other people.
I read that the a member of Wizards got on their forums and said that the first DLC for 2014 is going to be released in September.
Okay. Yeah. Did they announce like what kind of things are going to be
nope,
in that?
No, that was it. People were asking, and then one of them finally jumped on to shut everybody up and said,
"Nice,
it's coming September." That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that'll be good. Those are usually actually pretty good expansions.
Oh yeah. He did mention too, it's going to be more campaign. More decks, and more challenges.
Good. Their challenges were really lame.
No clarification if they're going to expand upon the booster deck stuff.
Deck building. I don't know. That thing was done poorly, in my opinion.
Oh, Aaron, wake up.
Did they? I was waiting to ask a question. But did they ever say when the game was going to be getting fun?
It's been fun for the last 4 years. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called. They're from the Wizards of the Coast. Right? Is that who does that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. terrible, terrible organization. Terrible organization.
All right. Well, with that, the man over here, what have you been playing, Aaron?
I have, Aaron Carter has been playing Crackdown, actually. Went back to an old game, kind of one of the launch titles. I've literally only played probably about 3 hours, maybe, of it. Yeah. And 3 hours of jumping around the city and kicking people in the chest.
It's always fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's what all games need to be, jumping and kicking people in the chest.
Are you really enjoying it, though?
I actually am. Oh, I'm enjoying it a lot more than I did originally when I first got the game.
Is it because it's free?
Yes. That's my favorite price, if you haven't known, you know, from other podcasts.
It's a good number.
It's a co-op game. You know, people can join in, drop in anytime.
So this is Crackdown 1?
Crackdown 1,
and it was multiplayer?
Two players, co-op.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they have, like, little side stuff that I would never do, which is, like, race another person. Like, I don't care about that. That's you know, just, you know, kicking and jumping. That's what it's all about. Once that's done, and because I deleted all my save files for that game, so I had to restart everything. I have no achievements, anything like that. And that kind of upset me a little bit, but I got over it.
That was the game that that was supposed to, like, fundraise for that other terrible game. What was it called? Oh, Halo.
That's oh, Halo. Yeah.
Is that what that was for?
Yeah, Crackdown.
It came out to, like, booster Halo. And
Halo 3. Halo 3 demo or something like that?
Yeah, it was like the beta for the multiplayer.
The only reason everybody I knew bought Crackdown because it gave you beta access to Halo.
That sounds familiar now, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so many years ago. Oh, my gosh.
And they just confirmed a new Crackdown next gen.
Yeah.
Really?
I've played Crackdown 2. And it literally was just Crackdown 1 with four players. So what are they going to do, like Crackdown 3 with six players?
Hopefully.
Wow.
It's just going to bring out Halo, whatever.
Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah, it's just, hey, if you buy Crackdown 3, you'll get Halo 12 demo or something like that. I don't know.
I would buy that three times. And as for me, what I'm playing is Magic 2014. Same with David. Usually we two-headed giant it up and smash on clowns.
Yeah, yeah.
And we both accomplished 100% completion.
Just that's a lot of sexual innuendos there. Yeah. Giant. That's
what I just got done telling completion. Your mother. And Dance Central 3 with my wife. That was Bull Rat. And
you know, when you have to explain a joke, that takes away from the funny. And you know where I got that from? The Joker from Batman. He says that, like, all the time. So, I mean, that's just to give you some advice for further on, you know,
right,
while we're on
you.
The air. There you go.
Okay, thank you. And that's going to end What You Playing. So, guys, hold on for a couple seconds for the What You Playing theme song to go out. And 3, 2, 1. All right, and that was What You Playing. The thing is, we don't have the theme song yet, so I don't know if this is going to actually make it in.
If it's anything like the last four episodes, it won't.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Wow, we are on 5, aren't we? That's crazy.
Did you ever think we'd make it this far?
Like I said, I always planned for episode 300. Big birthday cake.
I was going to go 6 episodes in a movie.
Michael Jai White comes in.
You're going to go stripper clowns, just get it all crazy. So it's like
bounce houses with the stripper clowns.
It's hot and fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk video game news for a bit. And Aaron already alluded to it. So if you guys weren't aware, Xbox has been doing a free games with gold. And that's where on the 1st and 15th of every month, they release free games. And this month, the first one was Crackdown. And I was going to ask how you guys are enjoying it, but Aaron already went off on that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry that I... Yeah. Spoiler alerts. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to downloading it.
You haven't yet?
Not yet. I really need to go buy a thumb drive to put it on because my hard drive is really tiny.
That's like, what I just got done telling your mother.
Yeah, wow. That's...
I got one of the like standard hard drives when you first bought the system, so it's only like a 20 gig.
Oh, okay.
How do you live with yourself?
I delete stuff constantly.
That is terrible.
How do you sleep at night?
Well, David, are you still on the same Xbox?
Yeah.
That you've had since it basically came out?
Yeah, it red-ringed on me once, and I took it apart and fixed it, and I've just been using it still.
That's pretty incredible right there. If you're listening, Microsoft, this guy's like the one success story.
Wow.
One success story.
But I mean, you can get a thumb drive now really cheap that has like way more memory than
my 20 gig hard drive. Yeah.
Absolutely. The Xbox, you only can go up to like 16 gigs for your flash drive.
Well, before it was four when they first released thumb drives as hard or as a storage option for Xbox, but I think that they've updated it since.
And you could just have multiple ones too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that won't work so well with a 6 gig file.
When you start having like 10 thumb drives to save your game,
this is Crackdown on USB disk.
Well, I mean, if you're for space wise, instead of having a whole bunch of game discs, you have a whole bunch of thumb drives with a whole bunch. I mean, I've never seen anybody do it like that, but you know, you could be the first. You could be a trendsetter.
I could.
Just wear your thumb drives on your belt and
Batman. That's terrible. And the second game that's going to come out here on the 15th, I believe 15th or maybe 16th, is Dead Rising 2. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah,
we beat that one. Me and Steven, we ran through that one.
I'll probably download that again.
I actually will too.
Since it was like timed, I didn't even fight no bosses except for the last guy in that whole game.
Was it a good? How does it compare to the first one? Because I only played Dead Rising 1.
First one's controls were pretty like clunky. I remember that with like the guns. It's like you had to like press in the thumbstick to like shoot
to
or something.
Aim, yeah.
It was bad.
And the timer was terrible too. Like if you didn't do a certain mission in the time that they gave you, it would just be like, that's it. Like, if you didn't save somebody on the other side of the mall by 3 o'clock, they're just dead. I mean, I understand the realism from it, but in a fun gameplay aspect, I didn't have fun, you know?
Yeah.
So they needed, like, a sandbox mode.
Yeah, they definitely did.
To get rid of that timer. That's what I'm kind of hoping with the new one, is the timer is just completely gone.
I want to say they try to do that to get you to replay the game multiple times. You know, like if you didn't beat the game because you, with saving certain people, you want to go back and see what those missions were and like. But once I beat a game, you know, it takes a couple of years for me to get back to it.
Until it's free.
Yeah, until it's free. So, and then I'll re-download it again.
How do they utilize the timer in number two?
They utilize it by not utilizing it.
Oh, so there's no timer?
Yeah, there's no timer. You just go off and you save people.
Yeah, you like random occurrences.
Las Vegas, right?
It was like, a town like it.
Yeah,
it wasn't. They couldn't get the licensing for Las Vegas.
Boss Vegas.
So they had to reimagine. They had to reimagine. Yeah. Is what you're saying?
It was a reimagining.
It was reimagining of Las Vegas. And next up on the news story, another Xbox One. They announced Albert Pinello said that they're gonna. At first, they were not going to include a headset with the Xbox One. The idea was that everyone was going to want to use the Kinect to talk. And then...
That's just a skateboard.
Is that a skateboard?
It's probably like a kid dragging a radio flyer body. Around. It's a wagon.
I was going to say, I don't think they make radio flyers.
They
anymore.
Do, actually.
Do they?
Yeah, they still do.
So they wanted everybody to use the Kinect. But I don't think that's very practical because you don't want 8-year-olds screaming at you through your TV. And sometimes I like to have private conversations with you guys without everybody in the house listening.
Well, but that's up. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's I agree that headsets are the way to go.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to keep the cost down more.
Probably.
And so instead of being, what is it, like $4.99 now?
Yeah.
It'll be $5.20.
Like, they don't even release like an awesome
slowly
Turtle
hiking
Beach
up to that $7.20 mark.
Yeah, they were trying to keep the price down. I don't know if they throw in a little cheap one, that's fine. You know,
that's what they did this time around, and that worked great.
Yeah,
but I think they're going to go even cheaper. It'll be like an earbud strapped to a you know.
Well, I don't know, maybe, but I've, like I've the concept the art I saw, yeah, like
it's still going to break on you.
It looked
after
the
a month.
Same. They just put all the controls right at the base where the controller is.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so Albert tweeted out that they said, we've heard the feedback and we're looking into it. So there's no there's no hard answer whether they're going to do it or not. It's just
That's like your parents saying, I'll think about it.
Yeah,
but they want to buy a game.
But Microsoft has already shown that they'll listen to their, you know, their fans, and then they'll switch stuff with the whole DMR stuff or whatever.
And the rumor is, and I won't even say the source because it's my guy on the streets.
Wow.
It's telling me that they are going to wait till next year, maybe mid-spring, and launch versions without the Kinect. So that's just, it's a long shot. If you want to risk it.
You got that from your source?
It's got it from my
Was it that kid out there dragging the radio flyer?
Yeah, that's my source, Joey Xbox.
That sounds like a backpedal move to me. Yeah. I think you had if you have a plan that you wanted, I think they should stick with it.
I hope they stick with it.
Because then they got to drop their whole all-in-one thing. And
it's a lot of campaign hours, or not campaign hours, but advertising hours just wasted. And I'd be pissed if I was the lead guy on that campaign. Well, oh yeah, I have this whole setup about how everything in one box, and then a year later you guys take everything out of the one box, and I just spent all my man hours, you know, hyping it up for having everything that the PlayStation is not going to have.
Yeah,
the camera on there and the TV switching from voice, you know. Well, sorry Timmy, you can't switch your TV channels with voice because your box doesn't have a Kinect in it.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I would do that then is because, like, if you need a replacement box, because you're, like, if they have issues similar, God forbid, to what they did to the 360 with, like, the red rings and all that kind of stuff, like, you don't necessarily want to send every piece of equipment back. Just get the one that you need replaced.
Yeah.
But then why wouldn't you do that, like, on launch? That way you give people options. Because then it's like, then there'll be no debate between Sony's $399 price and the $499. Because then everybody would just be like, if I can choose now, everybody's going to go for the cheaper one. So it's kind of, you're going back on your word. It's kind
of
stupid.
Microsoft has a history of doing that. Their Microsoft Surface, the tablet that came out, they were solid. They were like, we can compete with the iPad. And they made this beautiful piece of technology and device, you know. And to its credit, it does do a lot more than an iPad. There's a few things that are lacking. But overall, it's a full-blown computer. But they went directly at iPad and said, we're going to go with the same price. But the thing about consumers is, you know, they're attached to the name. iPad's an iPad. You can't just come out with something and compete with the iPad. You have to build your base.
They couldn't go iMicro and then just bring out like a iMicropad.
iMicropad?
That's what I would do, you know.
No, they did that with, was it Surface and Surface Pro, which is like $1 billion?
Yeah, their prices were insane. And then, as you see, they released those numbers saying that Microsoft took a huge dump on...
Gross.
Yeah, on themselves. They went negative. They lost like $900 million on the Surface overall. And now they backpedaled, and now the price is $350, I think, starting. That's a steal. That thing should fly off the shelves at this point, though. $350 for what that thing does. It's an I have it. It's a incredible.
Is it the Pro version or is it
no, the RT?
Okay.
So the only difference really is that you can only install things from the store.
Oh, and that's it?
Yeah, just like any iPad, you can only get apps from the App Store. The Pro is like a full-blown computer. You can install third-party apps, treat it. Everything that's on your real computer can go on it.
You can mod it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a full-blown computer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the regular Surface is just kind of like a watered down. You can only buy stuff from the Microsoft Store. Battery life is better. It's a little thinner. But $350, you guys all should go out and get one.
I'll do that right now.
Yeah.
This message is brought to you by Microsoft.
I was about to say, when are they cutting the check?
Oh, they've been cutting the check for 4 episodes now, Aaron.
Wow. I haven't seen any residuals.
Sounds like they've been cutting cheese if they're taking dumps on themselves.
Exactly. And I'm back to the headset. This story coming in from EGMnow.com. They're saying that Xbox is going to release a 360 headset compatibility adapter. That is very handy for guys like me.
An Xbox 360 can...
So it's for the Xbox One, but it's an adapter for your current 360 headset.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
Because the controllers now or the next ones will have USB ports at the bottom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were saying that before, all of the headsets that you have now won't work. So
yeah,
because
it's supposed to be like the next gen of, I guess, the audio plugins or whatever. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I heard that
too.
So
better sound quality microphone quality on the Xbox chat channels now?
Oh,
is that what I'm saying? Or hearing?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, because we have too many discussions in chat rooms where we're like, we can't hear you, or we'll get that terrible beeping noise.
Oh, yeah, somebody, when someone plugs in their plane's charge kit.
And we
just keep
saying, hey, you know, unplug your mic or mute it or something.
Thanks,
like that.
Turtle Beach.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement for everybody. If your headphone randomly gets that high-frequency squeal, it's because you have your plane charge kit on.
And there goes our sponsors from Turtle Beach. Yep.
Sorry, Turtle Beach.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Now we're getting Triton headphones because those are way better.
You know what I always say? Once you have Triton, you are never...
Buying Turtle Beach?
Buying Turtle Beaches.
I've never said that.
That's my guess.
Actually, Triton's are pretty heavy and kind of uncomfortable. So there goes that sponsor, too.
I like Microsoft's.
But what headsets are you guys using?
I have a Turtle Beach. Yep.
Which ones?
The X12s, because I'm cheap.
That's the one I use, too.
Yeah. It's
wired.
Good. It's good. Yeah, wired.
I still use the standard little crappy one that came with my Xbox.
I'm right along with David there on my seventh one.
I am as cheap as possible on those system equipment and everything.
How many have you gone through the headphones, though?
I'm still on my first one.
Oh, wow.
He's on his original headset.
That is amazing.
On the original Xbox.
Microsoft needs to mail you a check.
He was that kid whose toys were immaculate, and then you'd go over to his house and screw them all up.
I was going to say, his Xbox needs to be like in a museum after it's retired.
Well, it's still got the case cracked open.
Wow.
So, it's still wide open?
Oh, yeah.
To keep it from overheating.
Yeah, because I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, Red Ring is caused by overheating.
So it's the Xbox of the 1800s.
Wow.
It's like a robo Xbox. It's awesome. Pictures coming on the website. Okay, and guys, I have a question. I'm usually up on these things. I'm usually pretty hip, but I've been missing out on the Oculus Rift, apparently. I have no clue what this thing is. All I know is that it's like goggles that you wear, and it makes things like alternate reality.
It's
like a full immersion thing, right? Like you put it on, and you can look around in any direction.
And yeah, you'll see like 180 degrees around.
What's that game in the arcades where like you stand in the thing and you spin around with your turret
and
shoot everyone?
Beachhead.
Yeah. Beachhead. There, that sounds right.
Wow, you know what? That give him points for that one because
Steven gets bonus points
because that game Beachhead. I haven't seen that in an arcade
a
decade.
I don't know who makes that, but they need to make another one like that's current.
That was the craziest gaming. Like I remember just seeing people standing there and then just turning full around and then like shooting people watching them, and it's not even you just hear them under, this is so amazing. Yep. It's like, well, we can't see anything. Similar to the Oculus Rift, where everybody says it's amazing, but we can't see or experience what they're doing because it's literally for whoever's just wearing
headset. Seems like a lot of people are going to get injured because they're going to be standing, don't see where they're going, falling into things.
Is it a console or is it a peripheral?
Peripheral.
Yeah.
So for the PC right now?
I assume so. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, they've only, all the ones I've seen, they've only shown tech demos for them. So they like showed whatever the latest Unreal Engine is, they've shown a little demo inside of that. And then I've seen somebody make a Superman tech demo. Well, they called it a Superman tech demo where they had a virtual city and you would fly. And then wherever you tilt your head, you would kind of swerve and move.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it was nothing more than that. So
it's just a TV strapped on your head.
It's two TVs strapped to your face from what I understand. Because, you know, like when you close one eye, you see one thing. You close your other eye, you see. That's like the difference. What they're promoting is the difference between theirs and what we've seen before is that like it tricks your eyes. It's like a full blown, like when your head is in that thing, both eyes are getting stimulated to.
So does it have 3D like capability then?
Yeah, basically. So you're looking at one image, but it's really two images. It makes your eyes see it as two.
Are you saying it doesn't?
So
it's incapable of it, right?
Is it capable of it?
I have no idea.
I mean, you have to program your game to do it, but you can present slightly different images to both eyes and then trick your brain into thinking it's 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it's using something similar to that. And I think you can buy it right now, but it's in the developer
kit. Isn't it like
in
beta stage or something like that?
It's a dev kit. It's a developer kit. So you pay like $300 or $400. I can't remember the exact price.
That's it, really?
Yeah, it's like that cheap.
Wow.
And I just use my Kinect for having something look at me and then track my head motions and apparently heartbeat.
Well, I guess the other experience is, you know, you're looking through and you're seeing the world by turning your head and stuff like that.
The thing's going to revolutionize porn.
That's terrible.
Can we say porn? I don't know about that.
Because you're going to be sitting right in the middle of it all. That's terrible.
That's when I first heard of the Oculus Rift.
That's watching porn.
Yeah, we're watching porn.
People banging. All of a sudden, there's just Oculus Rift.
No, the kids are listening.
Coming out soon.
Children are listening. No, I was watching. I was on Kotaku, and there was a giant thing that said Oculus Rift, and then something about holding the controller up to your junk or.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
they're gonna hold their Xbox One with the pulsating triggers.
Yeah, you're gonna get some type of ring of death with that thing. Then.
Yeah. You get the first ever STD.
Electronic herpes.
Like, virtual viruses going just rampant through people's bodies. That's terrible.
Terrible. You know, that's the first thing that happens. Every awesome piece of technology comes out, and then, you know, the first thing that comes out is something nasty.
Well, people, it's what they say, sex sells, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of money in that industry.
So keep your eyes
like
on
that. Sound like you knew that from experience there, dude. A lot of money coming from that industry.
I'm working on a game with the Oculus
Don't
Rift.
Let me even start.
Yep, so Oculus Rift, $400 dev kit. I'm intrigued.
Well, see, the reason why I was shocked, though, by that price is because I heard that the, what's that, Google Glass?
Mm-hmm.
If you even want to get in on that, they have to, I guess, choose you from, you know, something, and then you have to pay $1,500.
$1,500?
Yeah, just for, you know, to get the little prototype version
Google
of
Glass,
it.
You get that back when you return those glasses?
No, you keep that's your fee. That's what you get. I mean, and they were saying the little video that I saw, the guy that was testing it out, he was like, "Yeah, when it comes out, it'll probably be like, you know, $300-$400." So I'm like, then why don't you just wait?
Why'd you pay $1,500? You idiot!
Jesus. So I wonder
if gotta be on the cutting edge. We gotta be the first one.
That means nothing to me on for that product, I'd
and
say.
And you know what's going to happen? You know how many people are going to lose these things and, like, they're going to fall off their head because they're doing something stupid like running, and they're going to just smash. And it's like your $1,500 Google glasses just broke.
Well, the video I saw was on YouTube, and the guy was wearing the glasses and seeing if he can get inside of a bar with them. Hmm. And so he went up there, and the bouncer was like, "Hey, what's that?" And, you know, he explained all the stuff that I just told you. And then the guy let him in, and he was recording everything inside the bar and everything just from his glasses.
Hmm.
And so, I mean,
first person porn.
The
That's exactly what happened.
Well, the thing that me and my coworkers were thinking about was, like, you just can't cheat anymore on anybody.
No.
You know, they're gonna
be like, "Oh, Derek cheated. He recorded everything.
Yeah, recording everything." And then you can have, you know, your girlfriend will be calling you up and like, "Why don't you turn on your Google Glass? Let me see where you're at right now." And then he's like, "Look, I'm doing something." She's like, turn it on. So you can't, you have to be very faithful when you have Google Glass, you know. So
on the bright side, Gondo, you can just buy them for your girlfriend, have her best friend wear them the whole time. Then it's like you guys are right next to
there it is. Long distance thingy. Look, solving problems right here on.
I guess. I mean,
you're welcome, Google. Steal my idea.
This message is brought to you by Google.
I would love to
Google
be sponsored
dating
by
site
Google.
Now. Just don't even have to meet in real life. Get catfish still.
That's topical. And the next story. This is a negative for the PS4. So I bring this to you with pleasure.
Wow.
The PS4, it's questionable whether capture cards are going to be are going to work.
But why is that a negative if they have that share button?
They do. It's like its own capture card.
Yeah, it does its own thing.
Yeah.
So does the Xbox One, but it's still going to be able to use external capture cards. And I think with both cases, with the Twitch for Xbox and whatever the proprietary one Sony's using, you can't then export to a computer and do editing for like more polished recordings. I think it's basically going to be a primitive. You record straight what your gameplay is, and then it just people could watch, or it goes somewhere, and you could do minimal editing. But if you want to actually export it to Final Cut or what have
like
you,
yeah. Do a lot of people do that though? Like, does everybody? I mean, well. Okay. Do they do it well?
No.
I mean, so, and is the average consumer going to really care about no. that as well?
No, but
so,
it's just a bunch of Tomahawk kills and for the 360 eight, no-scopes yeah. Call of Duty.
Because yeah. I know, yeah. I see my brother play Call of Duty, like, all the time, and he even watches the videos online and stuff like that, but beyond the hardcore gamers that do this, and then the video game website people that want to put up, I guess, like, either reviews or how-tos. Do websites still do that? How-tos? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. So then, yeah. Besides those people, I don't really see, you know, Joe Schmo walking in at a GameStop and be like, oh, I'm not going to buy this because I can't hook up a capture card to it. He's just going to be like, well, I don't even know what a capture card is. And give my system.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge deal, make or break, but a lot of those people that the Call of Duty 360 no-scope clowns, it's going to be kind of annoying for them. Or the people that are more polished and that do things the correct way, like your Freddy Wongs or whatever node.
I'm pretty sure they'll do some type of patch or something later on. Because if they don't do it on launch...
Big is deal. It a hardware thing, though?
It has to do with the output from the, I think, from the console. It goes, like, in between the TV and that console. And PS4 is only going to have an HDMI output.
Well, that's just something that whoever makes the capture cards then can design one in the future then that yeah, fits for the PS4.
It. I think, I don't know.
Maybe so just, it sounds like it's something, there's nothing on the market right now that does it. But
hey, I'm just telling you what I heard, David. Well,
demand would have to call for it then, right? Before any company would even try to sink any type of money into it, demand would have to call for it. Somebody would have to scream and shout saying PS4 needs external support for capture cards. And I don't know if anybody's going to start doing that.
Huh.
It's not just, because they're Sony haters, but, you know, or not because they're Corey Vincent, but,
oh, ouch,
you know.
It's just a dick move, I think, on everybody's part. Both systems yeah. come up with the streaming thing. That's kind of like putting those other companies kind of out of business a little, don't you think?
Well, they're
forcing them to step up the game to come up with some way to
work their way around it.
I don't think they're trying to force anybody to step up their game. I think they're greedy companies that want money themselves. Yeah. Yeah. Why go? Microsoft doesn't want you to leave their console to watch. I mean, to
use your Windows
computer.
To use
anything. Yeah, they want you right then and there. So why would they want any other company to have you go to some other company to do anything else? They want you to sit at your Xbox and have your Xbox spoon feed you when you're hungry. That's right. They're trying to put spoons out of business, people. And that's what Microsoft is doing.
Right. Microsoft, Aaron. Now wiping your own ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron, it's been 43 minutes. You know what time that is?
That is 43 minutes longer than it previously was 43 minutes ago.
Yes, that's true. But it also means it's time for our first break. So we will be right back with more Video Game Bang. Stay tuned.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Game Bang. We hope you're enjoying the program so far. If you haven't already, please follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang and let us know what you think about the show so far. We really want your comments. Or, you know, if you like it, you know, let us know. Also, for more video game and technology news and reviews, please visit the website at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. And now back to the show, which I know you're going to listen to the rest of it.
And we are back with more Video Game Bang. Thanks for hanging in there, guys. We really appreciate it. And you guys missed a lot during the break. We were talking about the new movie Elysium. What were you guys talking about over there?
We were talking about those sweepstakes.
Yeah. They have not competitions, but just little rafflings pretty much, I guess,
yeah.
on Xbox dashboard.
What?
Wow.
Like that, remember the one that we did for Wolverine?
Oh, okay.
They
okay,
do those things for all kinds of movies and stuff.
I do every single one of those.
Never one.
They're always like in the bottom corners of everything. So.
I just realized that I need to start doing that, so I'm going to be doing that.
I only do it for the free Avatar stuff.
Yeah, I get the free Avatar
I got a mullet. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because that's what's free. What happened to the games that they gave away Microsoft points, the 1 versus 100.
Oh my god, that was awesome.
What the, yeah.
Like that stuff, you can time, because it was like 6 o'clock every day or something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was, you can like go 3, on and, 12 and...
I didn't even care that I lost most of the time.
Expect more of that with the Xbox. They've alluded to that, because they're going to have their own, like, almost, like, it's going to be TV, they're going to have their own channel. Well, essentially,
I think that 1 versus 100 was just canceled, though, like as a show in general.
Well, that's fine
because it's gone.
Well, then basically. they can do something different. 1 versus 99.
That game was so awesome, though, man. It was fun to play, and it taught you stuff that you didn't know.
Yeah, I love trivia.
Yeah, it's like, you know how many dumb people.
It's like a reimagination of education.
Yeah, yeah. I like to it was it. Another. Yeah, I love the reimagination of education. Yeah. It's always good.
And for our next segment, we're going to be talking about games releasing this week. So you guys have asked for it. Everyone was blowing me up on Twitter. Random people talking to me on the streets saying, I really wish you guys would talk about the new games coming out. So just like Microsoft, we listen to our fans, and this is what this segment is for.
Were those random people videotaping you too? With their cell phones?
Wow, yeah. That's funny, because you have to cross-reference to an old episode. That was episode 4, everybody. And Aaron's a dick. And so we're going to start with Xbox. And there's only one game coming out this week, and it is for the Xbox Arcade, and it is called Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. And the little tagline says, as players take on the role of two sons, must set out on a perilous journey to bring back the water of life to their ailing father. Anybody hear this?
I've seen brief videos on it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a game where you actually control both brothers, but one with one thumbstick, the left, and the other one with the right thumbstick. And then it's a puzzle type of adventure game.
Yeah. I watched one of the trailers. All I got from it was that it was like a platform puzzle-solving game.
Yeah.
That's okay. Going to be difficult, because there's a game like that on Nintendo Land, a mini game, and you have to control two people at once with each joystick, of course. And it's like you focus on one, and then like you'll forget about the other one. So it's just that'd be interesting to play.
Is it like that DS game, that left and right brain?
I've never played that
one. Never played that one? Yeah. See, I haven't played that either.
Well, hopefully they'll make the trial free.
Yeah.
Well, they do every trial for free.
Every game have a trial?
Yeah.
Hopefully there is a trial. Yeah.
Say every jerks.
Hopefully they'll make those free game trials free.
You know, that's how I first played, was it Braid? Did you guys play that one?
I played the demo. Didn't know what was going on, so I instantly was like, I'm done. But apparently it's a good.
It's really good. It's good.
Did you guys play that? I played the demo.
I essentially played a demo. I played for a few minutes anyway.
I got that one on computer. I bought it 100% legitimately, and it was it was tough, but it was good.
It was just a Prince of Persia, wasn't it?
Yes.
Basically, yes. Mm-hmm. Prince of Persia meets Mario.
So, Prince of Mario?
Mario of Persia, actually.
Oh, okay.
He looks like he's from Persia already. Wow.
And for the PC, a big title here, a huge launch. We've all been waiting for this one. The Sims 3, Dragon Valley. And what it does is it brings players to a whole new environment with new locations, architecture, and pet dragons.
Wow. So you can be Khaleesi?
Yeah, The Sims, okay. Game of Thrones.
That's exactly what they're going for. They're trying to get on that hype real quick, you know. Because have the Sims gone to zombies yet?
No, but they did a supernatural one with like werewolves and vampires and stuff like that.
Really?
Mm, wow. Man.
I have missed a lot on The Sims then, haven't I?
Yeah, The Sims going with dragons, that's kind of, everything's dragons these days.
Just wait, because dragons are awesome.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dragons or zombies?
Dragons or zombies?
Yes. You have to choose.
Dragons.
Well, what if a dragon eats a zombie? Does the dragon become a zombie dragon?
Only if the zombie bites the dragon on the way down.
But I'm pretty sure the dragon would eat a zombie, correct?
Now, what is his argument for? Which would you rather deal with, or...
Which would I rather exist?
Yeah.
I would totally rather dragons.
Okay.
I would totally rather neither, yes. Because they're both horrible, horrible creatures.
Hey, you can totally reason with a dragon.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you? After he's burnt you to a crisp, you can reason with him?
It's yes.
A rumor okay. that you could even train a dragon.
Wow.
Yeah, but you have to lose your leg in the process and be a Viking.
And sell your soul to Disney.
Yes.
That wasn't even Disney.
That wasn't? No, oh, it was Dreamworks. Pixar, wasn't
Dreamworks?
It?
Dreamworks.
Dreamworks? Wow.
Pixar is Disney.
Pixar, does it actually own Pixar
yeah.
now?
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
I mean, they're Boom. Pretty much the same, but
it says Disney and Pixar.
Spiked there.
Disney, Pixar, yeah. And everything's dragons these days. We got, there's Game of Thrones dragons, there's Imagine Dragons, there's...
What's
it's a band. The band?
Don't worry. I know the band, because they're on FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on top of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I know the group. I dabble in that. I dabble.
And then next up.
Hold on. Before you move on, you just said everything's dragons and you named two things.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for some more.
Oh, you didn't know in the next Call of Duty you're going to be in multiplayer and then Dragon's going to come out.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
That would actually be amazing. All right, now we can move on.
You're welcome, Activision.
I'm satisfied. Call of Duty, Dragons.
All right, I've docked myself points. Oh, here's the next one. The next game on the list here for PC, Divinity Dragon Commander.
Oh, see?
Yeah, it's a role-playing game. It's a role-playing game set in the time where both magic and technology were at their peak. In the Divinity universe.
So it's going to suck.
Divinity 2 came on the Xbox, right?
Yeah, remember we downloaded the demo and the coolest thing was like jumping off a cliff and turning into a dragon.
But we didn't.
No, we didn't.
The whole demo, you go, like the trailer, they show you like that's the big feature. You turn into a dragon, into a dragon. You play the demo, you don't get to turn into a dragon. So it's like...
Does the demo end right as you're about to turn into a dragon?
I think so. I think they're like, you have finished your training.
That's awesome.
Suckers.
Yeah, you've just finished the training.
That's
all right.
The perfect way to end the demo.
And Corey, is it so?
Yeah, because then
free
like,
trial.
You put them on this big, like,
free trial.
They want that, like, ah, but you don't get it, so you have to buy the game.
And I didn't buy the game. Never purchased the game.
No. And also, oh, no, that's it for the PC. And does anybody in here have a Wii U?
I do.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually do.
That's right. You bought it like when it first came out.
Yeah.
So that was the sucker bundle, right?
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was. It came with a lot of hopes and dreams.
And didn't you get Zombie U?
I did, which I played like twice.
The sucker bundle, because I heard that got terrible reviews.
It was definitely difficult, but I just like wasn't interested.
Wasn't that an English developer? Not trying to be racist here at all, but. Come on, English developers, people.
Oh, what about Peter Molyneux?
Oh, okay. So that was your bright and shining developer that you want to throw at me?
Just hand you the bucket of lies.
Yeah. They're not the best at developing, I don't know, anything, really.
What about soccer clubs?
No.
No?
I mean, they have, I guess, one of the best leagues in the world, but it's like, we're talking about apples and...
Classic
potatoes.
Rock.
Classic rock?
Yeah.
Well, if I was a classic rock fan, I could probably debate that with you, but I have no real knowledge.
Just the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Is that classic
the
rock?
The Who. Led Zeppelin.
Who?
The Who.
Yeah.
The Who.
Led Zeppelin? That's not the bearded guys?
That's ZZ Top. That's the other Z.
Way off.
So I thought Led Zeppelin, I thought they were just abbreviating their name and they didn't want to go full through. I don't know.
ZZ Top. Not
Zeppelin. Top.
Top.
There's not two Z's in Zeppelin.
Top.
It's not ZZ. E-B-L-E.
That's awful. Oh man, we're neglecting the Wii U, everybody. Let's get back.
Oh yeah, yes, sir.
Wii U. Pikmin 3 is a fully reimagined. Oh,
there it is. Look at the non sequiturs going on here.
Everybody. Pikmin 3, fully reimagined mass action strategy title from the critically acclaimed Pikmin series. That adds a new rock Pikmin, as well as a flying winged Pikmin that will follow the player and can carry items in the air. Is that cool? Is that new?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I played Pikmin 1 years and years ago.
On the
GameCube,
right?
Yeah. That was fun. I mean, there was a lot of strategy involved because you need to like figure out which type is right for the right situation and use them all accordingly.
So is it like Lemmings?
Yes.
Yes?
I've actually never played... Wait, I take that back. I have played Pikmin at a cousin of mine's house, and went through water and they all drowned. So that was
you
my
need the blue ones.
And, that was it.
Obviously, Stephen. Like, everybody knows that. Blue and water.
The blue ones. Hmm.
And I think Pikmin's taken up enough of our time.
It took like 2 seconds.
Too much.
Yeah, that's 2 seconds too much. And for the PS3, the only game coming out this week is Tales of Zillia. Am I saying that right? You guys are Tales fans, right?
No. The Tales fan, well, I don't know. David?
No.
Steven?
I've dabbled.
I think the big Tales fan isn't here today.
Oh, is that Laura?
No. Oh. Laura isn't a fan of video games. I'm another friend of ours. Another another friend of ours. But he's he would probably have a lot to say about that.
But he's not here.
No.
I'll go ahead and give it the justice, though. Tales of Zillia draws players into a grand adventures of Jude Mathis and Mia Maxwell, whose paths fatefully intertwine as they learn that the kingdom of Rashugal?
Rashugal?
Let's try and...
Rashugal.
David's our college-educated...
Oh, I have to actually read here. Things?
Yeah.
Where am I at?
The Kingdom of Rashugal?
Rashugal. That looks right, I guess.
Yeah. It must be French.
Rashugal sounds French to you? Yeah. That sounds more like
Italian, Eastern, maybe?
Like
anybody?
Turkish to
Rashugal.
Me.
Rashugal.
No, just because you say a word with an accent doesn't mean it's from that part of the world. Rashugal. No.
that's awful.
And does anybody care if I finish reading it?
Not really. Who's
our listeners?
Okay,
our listeners. Okay.
That's right. You heard it. Steve Guterres looking after you.
Okay. Tales of Zillia draws players into a grand adventures of Jude Mathis and Mia Maxwell, whose paths fatefully intertwine as they learn that the kingdom of Rashugal has been willfully experimenting with a powerful device that has effectively been draining the mana from the world.
That about sums it up right there.
Yep.
True story. They're actually coming out with the sequel in Japan already.
Already?
Yes.
So has this game been out?
In Japan, yes.
Oh, okay.
Japan gets everything first for Tales, I think, at least.
Yeah. And
that's a long-going series. But it's not like... I guess it's like the Final Fantasy, right? Because it's different worlds every time.
Yeah, it's different worlds every time.
Yeah.
Except when they do like sequels of obviously the same
except
game.
Except for when they do Tales of Zillia 2.
Yeah, or then, Tales of Symphonia 2.
Did they have a Tales of Symphonia 2?
Yes, they did.
Doesn't sound like it was good.
It was a sleeper hit. It was on the Wii, so nobody knew it was out. That's why.
Yeah, see, I've only played the Tales on the GameCube. Mm-hmm. And it was like a 4-player co-op one, and it was actually pretty good.
All right, everybody, and you know what that means. when Aaron says, what did you just say?
It was pretty good.
When Aaron says it's pretty good, that signals the next segment.
Wow.
we like to call Top 10 List.
And wait for music. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Okay. You're learning. All right, so basically what happened, I pulled up a Top 10 List. It's video game related. And we're just going to rap about it. We're just going to let the guys try and guess. I'm the only one who could see the list. And this week's...
Call of Duty.
Dang it.
There we go with Call of Duty. All right. We got one down. 1 point for us.
Top 9 list.
Not that outside.
All right. Hold for Top 9 theme song. So, yes. This week's topic is the list of best-selling video game franchises. So it's not top grossing. It doesn't matter how much money they made. It's all about just units sold.
Okay, so this game, quotation marks there, are we on a team or are we individual?
You guys are on an individual team.
Okay, that doesn't explain.
You are a team of individuals.
Okay,
so is it like a buzzard or do we just blurt out first or what's the rules of this game?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, okay, you guys already guessed one.
All right, Call of Duty.
Go figure.
All right.
So game of Call of Duty is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's number 7 on the list.
Oh, so this is
is this Family
Feud?
Yeah,
Family Feud.
Yeah. So I'm going to walk by and kiss all of you on the lips.
Wow. That's
gross. That's I'm out, guys. This has been fun.
My Family Feud is with Steve Harvey. Yes. Oh. He doesn't kiss people on the lips.
Steve.
Yeah.
We don't play Steve.
So Call of Duty is number, what did I say?
You said seven.
Seven on the list.
Seven on the list.
And it has sold a total of 120 million copies, and its first iteration came out in 2003.
Now, is this like as a franchise Call of Duty?
Wait, can I start guessing now?
Yeah, because well, I was going to say.
Not all at once. Okay, go ahead. Let's
Mario.
Yeah, because that was my guess,
yeah,
too.
That was Mario.
Mario.
How high do you think Mario is?
Mario's got to be number
top
one.
Top three.
He's number one. He's got
to
be number
one. I'm
going
to guess two if I have to guess one, if I have to guess a number.
You guys are all pretty much right. Because
he's one and two
on this list. Yeah, this list says they give credit. They split the Mario franchise into Mario and Super Mario.
Oh my gosh,
that's retarded. That's a terrible list.
Yeah, so I compressed those two into number one.
Yeah, that. But that's no brainer.
So then,
Mario.
Is this a top eight?
Hold for top eight music, man.
So Mario has sold like the original Mario sold 450 million copies, and Super Mario sold 275 million.
That's about right.
Would have been more if every game came with Duck Hunt.
But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think Duck Hunt helped it out a lot, too.
It was the shiz.
I still have that cartridge, too. That Duck Hunt slash Mario, Super Mario.
So you guys are knocking this one out. What else? This is maybe not, maybe this is going to backfire.
Number two is Pokemon.
Whoa!
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Are you looking at my
list? No, I'm not looking at it at all. But I know the I know the rankings.
Wow, yes. Rankings. Pokemon is number two. Started in 1996 with 219 million units sold.
Mm.
And climbing.
Yeah, and especially with this new X and Y now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's like their 11th version of the game.
Yeah, they're not going to stop until everything is done. Have they made a Heaven and Hell one yet?
No.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, you just said it.
I know, yeah, exactly. Ooh, Heaven or Hell.
Extremely racist.
That was great.
Here on Video Game Bang, we don't like to be racist.
We love it.
We love it.
And, okay, wow. So, you guys are eating this alive. What's next?
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I was probably going to say sales really? Are probably
oh,
tanked.
I lied. It's on the list.
That's got to be at like,
list,
what is it, 10?
2, 3.
Final Fantasy 10, irony.
No, it's 9.
Oh.
Top 9 list. Should have known.
9. Should have known. Starting in 1987, it sold 102 million.
Yeah, it's been around for ages.
Good guess, David. Good guess.
Yeah, because I mean, there's like 15 of those games at least.
I'm going to go Donkey Kong.
They threw Donkey Kong, original Donkey Kong, into the Mario franchise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, because it was Mario, or they called him the plumber.
The jumping plumber?
Yeah, so I mean, or Jumpman, wasn't it? That's his name? Yeah,
Jumpman.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
And then he became Italian with a mustache, porn star.
Yeah, he became Ron Jeremy. Is that what you're saying?
Is Halo in there?
It's got to
be like 6 or something, right?
Halo just above. Missing from the list.
Really?
Because it sucks.
Well, no, I don't say
it hasn't been around
still,
that long.
It's still a baby. It's still a baby. Give it another after Xbox One. When Xbox 2 comes out.
Halo's way down the list. Actually, right there next to Donkey Kong. They did throw Donkey Kong in there way down the list at about 50 million copies for Halo and 53 million for Donkey Kong. Old DK, as I like to call him.
See, wow.
You know him personally?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're a giant gorilla in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Now we're getting to the tough ones then.
Yep. Yeah. So we got Mario. Number one. Number two was Pokemon. Number seven was Call of Duty. And number
nine
was Final Fantasy.
I'm going to keep with this Nintendo theme, and I'm going to throw in Legend of Zelda.
No.
Wow.
No Zelda.
Shocked
by that. What
about
Sonic?
No Sonic either.
That's a soft one. No. Yeah.
I'm going to try to test my luck here, and I'm going to throw out a random one, because I'm going to go with, I'm thinking old school. I'm going to go Mortal Kombat.
No.
Oh,
what? No Mortal Kombat. I was thinking because a classic like Nintendo brand, like that was like one of the best games to have because of all the blood.
I'd
like,
put Street Fighter above that one.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
No Street Fighter either.
That's crazy that Street Fighter's not on there.
I thought you guys were going to be good at this.
Well, right? I got Pokemon.
What about Pac-Man?
No Pac-Man.
Now this is what it's kind of, you said as a franchise, so all the games that are in this, you know, series, right?
Yeah.
So like, blank 1, 2, 3, and then when they run out of, oh, what about Madden?
No, Madden.
Wow.
However, I will give you guys a hint because you guys are drowning out there.
Oh, okay.
All
we're now drowning.
Points besides Steven. It does have to do with football.
FIFA.
There we go. Yeah,
I was gonna say that,
but I was waiting for him to
because
finish
that's a worldwide type of deal.
Yeah, FIFA started in 1993 and sold 100 million copies.
I don't even like soccer. Where is that at?
That's number 10.
What?
Yeah,
because it's
barely
sucks.
Creeping on the list.
Wow,
it's called soccer. Everybody, get it straight, world. Nobody cares about.
Soccer, that term came from the English. That's not even an American.
Actually, this other one is kind of a. I think it's a cheat.
Grand Theft Auto
is a cheat. Oh, Grand Theft Auto is on the list.
That's got to be like number six,
five,
close.
Five. Grand Theft Auto.
I knew it was a mid-table type of game.
Mid-tier.
Yeah.
Well, this new one is gonna shoot it up the list a little
to the upper echelon. It's not ever gonna be Mario, but you know.
But it was started in 1997, 125 million copies. So that's not the one I thought was a cheat. The one I thought was a cheat is only on here because they bundled it with a controller.
Ooh, what game did they bundle?
Is it something stupid like Wii Sport? Or
Wii Sports! Yeah, it's Wii Sports.
You know what? I was thinking Wii Sports because of that bundle with the controller or whatever. Wii Player with all that stuff. Yeah.
So they threw that one on there. It sold 109 million copies.
That is what number was that?
That's right above Final Fantasy.
So eight.
And then number seven, I kind of gave it away, but did you guys officially
Call of Duty? I think we would have gotten.
What do we? Does somebody have to say it officially?
Yeah,
is World of Warcraft on there?
No,
not a really franchise yet. It's one game,
but it's
no Warcraft.
Warcraft
though.
And. It's you like a what? Blizzard it, franchise.
I don't
so.
Know. Maybe this list has... I think it's consoles. No, it can't be because of...
Because I know there's like millions of players.
Oh, because of number four, so... I don't know. Is Tetris on there?
That game is just awesome.
Yes, it is.
But that's out of the top 10, isn't it?
No, it's right there. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Tetris is my favorite game.
Tetris DS
is like fun. The best DS game in the world.
That's the one I played at your house online and
like
smashed
four,
every
different...
Japanese person that I came into.
What did they say after you beat them, man?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't want to go back to that perfect accent?
No. Oh, wow. Wow. There was some stiff competition out there, though. Stiff competition.
So, number four.
Is that the last one?
I think you guys have two more.
Because we did
four
one. We did two. Oh, four and three? That's it?
The only two. And number four, hint, huge PC game. In fact,
Diablo.
We've talked about it once today.
No, can't be Diablo.
Today? Yeah.
Holy crap. What PC?
Sims.
Game?
Sims.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they do like SimCity and
that is right.
All that stuff too. That's right.
February 4th, 2000, 150 million copies.
That's number four?
That's number four.
So number three is the last one.
Number three, I had no idea number three would be on here. And I don't think you guys will get it.
Can you give us a hint on that one?
Nope.
No hint? Because it's something like... It's too...
Have we played this?
Maybe if you were trying to slim down a little bit.
Is it Wii Fit?
Yeah.
I'm dropping
my
mic.
Oh, my God.
That is terrible.
It's actually, they call it just the Wii series. So the Wii series of physical simulation video games created by Shigeru Miyamoto.
Miyamoto.
What is his name? mean again is like wealth and fame or something.
Yeah, we actually his Shigeru. I think it was the one that meant
Shigeru.
Wealth and fame or something like that. Maybe.
Yeah, in 2006, with the initial launch of the Wii console. So I think that is Wii Play.
Wii Play, Wii Fit, Wii Sports.
Yeah, they separated Wii Sports from the rest of the Wii stuff.
Which I don't understand why them if they're lumping all Wii.
Terrible list. Yeah.
Hey, this is Wikipedia.
Wow. We can trust everything that's on Wikipedia, everybody. Well, the numbers, I guess, don't lie.
So, in recap, we got number one at Mario. Number two was Pokemon. Number three, Wii. Number four, The Sims. Number five, Grand Theft Auto. Six was Tetris. Seven, Call of Duty. Eight, Wii Sports. Nine, Final Fantasy. 10, FIFA. And 11 for a little bonus. What do you think it happens to be a racing game? What do you think the best selling racing franchise is?
It's probably Forza because you're a Microsoft.
Gran Turismo.
Fan.
No, both wrong.
Need for Speed.
Need for Speed.
Really?
Yeah. Since 1994, 100 million copies.
Oh, they sold. Have like a billion games.
Well, that what? Top 10, all that tells us is Nintendo seems to dominate a lot of that.
Really?
Because Nintendo's been around the longest, right?
But a lot of those games...
were from the Wii.
Yeah, were from the Wii. Yeah. Like the Mario, of course, yeah. I mean, but it just seems like that Wii was a revitalization
and big time into their sales. And it had half the time as the rest of the things on the list. Like, number one, Mario is around since 1985.
We had customers all the time coming in asking, can I have, or is Mario on the Xbox? Or is Mario on the PS2? Like, no, sorry. Mm-hmm. And they were looking for the original ones.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
They wanted to buy, like, the...
Did you then educate them?
No. I would tell them, like, sorry, it's not on there. I mean, I'd show them the Game Boy Advance version, you know, the reboots, but they were a lot of... I had a lot of Mexican... customers come in and they were like, that was like the first game I played over in Mexico and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, we're in the year 2000 now.
Like, I don't see how their ethnicity was a factor in that.
Because it was the first.
Why'd they have to be Mexican?
Well, usually, in the country of Mexico, they, how do I put this? Breed Mexicans.
Wow.
Once again, on Video Game Day, we don't like to be racist.
How's that racist? Aaron, in America, we breed Americans.
In America,
don't
we all see the world through one color.
White. Yeah.
I would have accepted green.
Exactly. Comes full back around, doesn't it?
I guess I can't fight that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was that. You know what that means when that's over.
It was good.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, just a few minor notes. Story came out today saying that Bethesda is going to release an Elder Scrolls anthology for the PC.
Mm.
It's going to be only $80. That's actually surprising.
Why not on the consoles?
I don't think everything was released on the consoles.
Yeah, they're probably their original, like...
They're going all the way back.
Diablo-style.
Why can't we... Well, can I get a Morrowind till now?
I think that already exists, doesn't it? Or no. I don't have Skyrim. Isn't there Morrowind and
there's just Oblivion and no,
because Xbox 360 was
on regular Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So I never got to play Morrowind.
Could you imagine HD Morrowind and Oblivion?
Yeah, like
that'd be.
You know how many people would die in their rooms because of the hours of gameplay
the only reason I haven't gone back is because the graphics they're not HD.
I've spent like 100 hours in probably Skyrim and Oblivion. Probably shy in Oblivion.
And I think if they just did like a ridiculous game of the decade pack, all the DLC.
This comes with all of the games from the very first one on the PC and all of the downloadable content.
That's amazing. For $80?
Yeah, up till Skyrim's most recent one.
Really? Wow. And
so it includes Skyrim.
Yeah, it's got Skyrim.
Wow.
Does it have a beta key for online Elder Scrolls? No, that's like sweetening the pot right there. Yeah, they did that.
If they did that, they'd have to boost the price to like $200.
Yeah.
For just a beta key, though?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would pay for
it. Everybody would pay for that. For Elder Scrolls Online? Yes. Yes. I wouldn't, but yes. Everybody else would.
And also, have you guys heard about this? New reputation system for the Xbox?
Now, yes. See, but we were discussing a little off air about it. I barely even know how the current reputation system affects us.
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's just a fancy number for you to look at.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it really doesn't affect anything because when you go into matchmaking, you're still in there with people who are total jerks all the time.
Well, that's just the Xbox.
This one is going to segregate its population.
Really?
Wow. Really? We're separate but equal.
I'm already
based on merit this time.
I'm already opposed to this.
Break down the separate but equal.
Well, basically, you're going to be either a good player, a needs improvement player, or an avoid me player.
Can we get a, I'm over the age of 13.
I wish.
No, scratch that. Over the age of like 18, because I'm tired of playing with like 15-year-old kids that talk so much crap.
What about the 18-year-olds that act like little kids?
Just we can them. Put them in there,
they're
too.
They're out there.
They'll fit.
They are out there.
It's horrible.
Basically, when you're playing and you get no feedback, that's basically good feedback. So while you're playing, and if no one's complaining about you, your reputation is gaining points and gaining positivity. And then if you have people complaining about your skill level, or I don't know if skill level, that's a current one, right? You could say negative feedback skill level.
Yes, you can.
But and if you're loud and people are muting you, or you're getting, even if you got a bad connection and you're logging out of games, it gives you a bad reputation and groups you with people of your class.
So theoretically, there'll be a large group of people with bad connections.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'd be the worst game. Like, if you just got your Xbox and they didn't have any system set up for you and they threw you into that room with all bad connections, that would be so
You'd
irritating.
Win every match because everybody else leaves, but you're the only one.
Yeah, the avoid me section is going to be the equivalent of, like, it's going to be Compton.
Wow. Here on Video Game Bang, we don't like to stereotype Compton people.
Really? We're gonna defend Compton.
I'm not going to talk about Compton at all, just in case they try to come at us.
Do you really think Eazy-E is listening to this?
I don't think. I would hope he's not. He's dead. Yeah.
Rest his soul.
Zombie.
You go Dr. ahead.
Dr. Dre is actually a big fan of the podcast.
Yeah, so you go ahead and let him. I tried to shout him out in the beginning, so don't come in full circle. And then
you did what?
Remember, I said if you put Dre and Kanye on the beginning track.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, see, and now Dre's listening right now.
Yep.
Dr. Dre, I do not condone the violence against Video Game Bang that you might want to do.
Dr. Dre, if you're out there listening, please stop making headphones.
Wow,
we're all waiting on Chronic 2014.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I'm going to stay out of this one again. I'm going
to
stay out
of this
one.
It's the name of a CD. Wow, Jesus.
Actually, if you want to prove it to me, go ahead and send me a set of Beats by Dre for free. and then maybe I'll change my tune.
Get some studios.
I'm using Vic Firth headphones, by the way.
What headphones?
Vic
Michael
Firth?
Michael Vick
sounds
headphones?
German.
Michael Vic Firth.
I didn't know Michael Vick made headphones. Are they made of dog?
They're made from all organic dog.
Oh, okay. That he killed himself by drowning them in buckets.
Whoa. PETA. Another sponsor. I can check off the list.
Running out of them, aren't we?
Yeah.
NFL's gone now and PETA's out. Was that the David Letterman throw out of the window? Is that what that was?
Yeah. If for those of you listening, which is all of you, I just threw my list of summary because we've covered everything there is to cover.
Man, it was good.
And on top of that, we're at an hour and 16 minutes, and you guys know what that means.
Free tacos and taco.
That was like dead silence time. Is that what that meant?
It's about time to end the podcast.
Oh.
So this is when the music comes in, and we say our goodbyes. So what'd you think, Steven? Is it your first time on a podcast, or have you been on a podcast?
I've never been. I can't say I have.
Hey, would you say it was satisfactory?
I was impressed. Pretty fun.
David is a seasoned veteran in podcasting now.
Apparently, it only takes one.
He's done, this is number what?
Two?
You've done two? Oh, we've done so many podcasts at this point. I forget what you guys are.
This is like season 12.
He's like, apparently it only takes one. How many have you done? I think plus one that I did previously. That would make two.
And how was your second time?
It was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Back again if you guys will have me.
Very stepping on toes there, isn't he?
He was kind of hard to rope in for the second one, actually.
Aaron. No, I don't think he was. Was he?
You said you had to contact his agent.
Oh, well, see, that was just that's all.
So
that,
now you're going to rub him out?
Whoa!
That's
we
terrible. Do not do that here.
So here at Video Game Bang, we don't rub people out.
Whack a guy, off a guy, whack off a guy.
That's terrible. Married. Episode 5 coming to a gentle landing. Is that what we're doing
there? I say we end this podcast special edition. Since it's a special edition, we should end it with shout outs. Steven, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to?
No.
Well,
everybody's
said.
Pretty much
well
here.
Said. And well said.
I'm going to talk to you. So,
David, got a shout out?
Shout out to Caitlin and the rest of Yakim who could not be here because we don't have enough microphones for you all.
Or room. Like, room either.
That's okay. I don't mind sitting elbow to elbow with someone.
13 people in that group.
Yeah, it's like 100 degrees in here.
It would be
quite warm, yes. We should wait for the winter for that, I think.
or location switch if you want to do it like a full concert type of radio show, which I don't recommend at all. Concert size is no. We're
shout
not
out
there
Aaron.
Yet.
Shout out.
Not that I can think of right now. I mean, shout outs to the new listeners, you know. Anybody that's new, don't know your names yet. Hopefully we'll get you when you hit us up on the website or Twitter.
Twitter, at Video Game Bang, or online at www.videogamebang.blogspot.com. Is that where you're talking about, Aaron?
That is exactly where I'm talking about. And I'm pretty sure I'll have plenty of shout-outs in future episodes.
I actually do have a shout-out.
Oh, you changed mine too late. Yeah. I closed the floor for shout-outs.
I just don't want to get killed, so Compton.
Compton. Wow. Yeah, we love you, Compton.
We love you.
Peter Molyneux.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have shot him out. No, Peter, you need to learn your lesson.
Turtle Beach.
Turtle Beach.
We love you.
And for me, shout out to Laura. We miss you. Show wasn't quite the same.
That's how you know that's a lie.
What?
Because none of us here gave a shout out to Laura, but we all knew that she was missing.
Laura,
you've been replaced.
Now she's crying. That's terrible.
I got for engineer Kyle for that lovely theme song. Brad England, who the guy who recorded the voiceover for the theme song, is in the ER today.
Get better.
Yeah, get better. And sorry to bring you guys all down.
I know. Ended on a bad note. Jeez. Didn't you learn that from episode one when we talked about the Glee guy dying at the end? Yeah,
Corey Monteith.
Jeez.
Totally this SBU is you. This whole
I know
this whole day right now.
Thanks, Stabler.
Well, you know, here at Comedy Bang Bang, we like to talk about video games and only video games. And we
what
like
is Comedy Bang Bang?
Did I say Comedy Bang Bang?
Yes, you did.
Freudian slip.
Now we know who else is going to get replaced.
Good Lord. Now you're repping another podcast?
What video game bang?
Said here at Comedy Bang Bang.
We like to end
on
a good
note. That's the After Hours podcast.
That was the positive note we wanted to leave on. My name is Corey. As always, just want to thank you for listening, and we will put an episode up hopefully about once a week. And other than that, we will see you on the internet.